spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
All right. Spirit of Nigeria Radio, of course, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. The authentic source of Nigerian information, possibly Nigerian energy all the way. All right. Apologies for that breaking transmission. The network is fluctuating, but of course, we are back and we still have Dr. Olusola Shakefin with us. Like I introduced him earlier, he's a general practice faculty of science, Lagos State University, or John Lagos. All right, sir, so moving on to the very first question. I was saying that we would love to take your opinion on the COVID-19 virus in Nigeria and the welfare of humans and access. Do you think we are doing well enough as a country in that area?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I must say that as a country, we have not been doing well. And our position has just gotten worse due to the pandemic. In the developed north, where we have all the facilities there with us, COVID has impacted basically on the state of children in terms of their health and well-being. In the south, that has been poor and downtrodden, the conditions are seemingly worsening. So we are not typically faring well, especially due to the pandemic.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for that. Now, considering the explanation that we're given, about the COVID-19 virus, and of course that we're not doing so well as a country. Now, what do you think can be done? How can we improve? What do you think can be done to help us in that?
Well, the government must certainly up its game in the face of this pandemic. It is a unifying factor in the sense that it has shown us that there are no restraints, no consent, no planning, no Yoruba, no phenomenon. The impact that across all elements of class, creed, geopolitical background, religion, tradition, and all that. So it has shown us that the human race is possible. The government was certainly off its game in all the spheres of human endeavors.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Okay, we still have Dr. Olusola Shakefin with us, a geneticist, Faculty of Science, Lagos State University, Ojo, Lagos. And, well, we've been talking about the COVID-19 and the impact of the COVID-19 on children. And, of course, I was asking Dr. Olusola before that break that what can we do differently, as a people, likewise the government, to help or to save our children? Okay, sir, you were saying.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just said that the government must certainly up its game in the different spheres of human endeavor, especially in the area of health and well-being, and then education, and then prioritizing the segment of human population, the children, in all of the schemes that they have. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. But looking at the entire situation, like earlier this morning, we had a conversation with a psychologist, and she mentioned a couple of things that might have affected the children. An example she gave was during the lockdown, and the children had to take online classes and having to use the internet, they were exposed to all sort of things on the internet. Likewise, you talked about psychologically not able to mix with their peers and their family, extended family, and all of that. Do you think that things like this might actually really affect the children?
Of course, it will certainly affect them. We have made a perceptional mistake. And this basic mistake is assuming that MTN and Econet and the other one, 090, internet service provider. They are not. These are just GSM service providers, and they're just supposed to be short burst internet. They're supposed to provide short burst internet access. All of a sudden, because of the new normal, we turned to them and expected that they would deliver internet. And that failed. So learning was impaired. Mm-hmm. And then because of the lockdown, it became difficult for children to mix with their peers, their friends, and family. That, to a large extent, also had some element of psychological and negative impact on the lives of children. Typically, we must learn to adjust to this new normal, because it's evident that the pandemic will certainly be around for some more time. So yeah, we must do everything possible to address the initial shortcomings that we have experienced, especially in the area of the children being able to learn appropriately in this new circumstance.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Of course, you mentioned the children being able to learn appropriately in this circumstance. Now, looking at the educational sector as a whole in Nigeria, of course, the educational sector took a great hit, especially last year, in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. But at the same time, so many people said things like it just showed the areas that needed attention from the Nigerian government, the health sector, the educational sector, and so many other sectors like that. Now, do you think that this has its advantage and its disadvantage, even for the children, in the sense that it is just clear, it's obvious that we need to up our game and we also need to improve the educational sector for the benefits of these children? What is your take on this, sir?
Yeah. Well, the concept of schools being some building where people learn has been demystified. The largest university in India is the IGNOU, the Indira Gandhi National Open University. It is a small place where people learn through e-learning. It's also very clear that we are not likely to return to the era of having learning based on buildings where people come to sit and all that. So the internet highway typically has to be improved upon. We must up our game in the area of the internet, making internet, apart from being accessible and affordable, also making it the bandwidth being available, you know, to do appropriate learning. You know, typically, if the more graphics you have, for instance, in the sciences, where you deal with a lot of diagrams and all that, the more bandwidth you need. And the bandwidth in Nigeria is so short that you may find that there's a need to increase internet penetration and then the availability and access that people have to it. Because it's not likely that we may go back to the era where schooling will be in classrooms and all that. It has opened our eyes to see that, well, we can do without classrooms. We can do without people congregating in a particular place to learn. So the internet access must be improved. It must be cheaper. It must be reliable. It must also have deeper penetration so that somebody in Afanchan, for instance, can learn without restrictions.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for that. Okay. Now, looking at the entire COVID-19 virus as a whole, we know the atrocities that this virus has caused in, of course, starting from last year and till this very moment. Now, looking at the news and the information that we've been getting online and all of that about the virus, do you think that children have the mental capability to handle such information? Do you think it is safe to put them or to let them in on such information about the atrocities that the COVID-19 virus is capable of causing in the world?
Well, it's better to let them have access to the information and then allow them to also process it appropriately. This may prepare them for the challenges ahead, especially in terms of keeping away from the virus, in terms of what areas of human endeavor needs research and all that. So it's not out of place to prepare them by giving them appropriate information. Of course, because of the ease with which we have access to the social media, there is so much misinformation at this point in time. So government has a lot of work to do in terms of making appropriate information available to that segment of human society. It helps and it
Okay.
Yes, then the more informed you are, the more prepared you are.
Of course. Sure. The more informed you are, the more prepared you are. We totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. It's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio. And of course, we are still looking at the COVID-19 country review, the impact of COVID-19 on children. And we still have Dr. Olusola Sokepun with us, a geneticist, Faculty of Science, Lagos State University, Ojo, Lagos. All right. Now, moving on, sir. Now, with the COVID-19, how do you think it is safe for adults and parents to handle the well-being of the kids, both psychologically and mentally, but of course, while still being conscious of the virus?
Well, worldwide, we're a bit lucky because the impact of the virus directly on the health of children is not that pronounced. The scientific reasons for this, people into. So that, to that extent, gives us some element of latitude within which we can operate. The impact in the cases, I mean, it's typically very, very minimal. But in it doesn't, they cannot be infected. They can be, means that way. They can also transmit to persons that, well, following the rules, the six non-pharmaceutical rules is also very, very important. The wearing nose masks is important. The use of sanitizer is important. Keeping safe distance is very, very important. Avoiding crowd or crowded areas, unless it becomes very essential, is also very, very important. The avoidance of the touching of the eye, the nose, and the mouth, especially when you have touched surfaces, is also critically important, because they may be asymptomatic carriers. It doesn't mean that they cannot transmit to adults that are vulnerable. So it's important to also educate them on the rules to follow, especially because they form an important segment of the society.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for that analysis. Now, moving on, with the availability of the vaccine in Nigeria, what is your take on children getting vaccinated?
Well, if you listen to the European Medical Association this morning, children are not priority in terms of vaccination. The upper segment of society in terms of age, then the frontline workers are priority in terms of vaccination. So children are not within the priority sector in terms of vaccination. So as such, I would expect that vaccination will not be the next most important thing for children at this time.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Dr. Olusola Tokefu. Looks like we've been able to, you know, really hit the point and been able to pick out the most important things from this conversation. Thank you so much, sir, for your time. And
pleasure is mine.
All right, sir. Please do enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. All right, we're still on the COVID-19 country review, and of course, we're still looking at the impact of COVID-19 on children, especially in Nigeria. And we just rounded up a conversation with Dr. Olusola Sokefun, geneticist, Faculty of Science, Lagos State University, Ojo, Lagos. It was definitely another interesting conversation.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.